Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle.
Going on, everybody.
In Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, everybody, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys had a great day. I want to hear from you. You got something on your mind or you want to make a comment on something I'm talking about? I'd love to hear from you. You can easily give me a call. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. And if you don't want to call in, you can text on that number. I read a lot of your messages in the chat room. Or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's. tuddle@gmail.com. Coming up on tonight's show, I got a guest, Jeremy Bryant. Jeremy Bryant's going to join me at 7:30. He has a podcast called The Bracket Bastards, as well as a paranormal podcast as well, too. And I got a lot of questions for him. Fish on Jay, first into the chat. Yo, 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 Volusia County's best Florida man. Hey, Sean Jay, can we please make plans to do another surf fishing day? I would love to get out there and do it. I had a lot of fun. Captain Pizza Pants, you are 1 minute late on Twitch. Sad. What's up, Tuttle? Sounds interesting. From Dale and Fozzie checking in. Sloppy seconds. Fozzie, I got a couple of questions for you. I would love for you to call in because I want to talk about Jim Rome. Like, have you ever made it through the, call screening process? Because I've worked in radio, and I know, like, Jim Rome has a great, it's hard to get in on Rome's show. I know that a lot of your tweets and stuff have been read. I'd like to know if you've ever made it on the show. Twisted Movie, Tuds. How are you, Twisted Movies? So, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about on today's show. Oh. You know what? I wanted to get into this one. You know, Billy Corbin that did all the documentaries about the U and, Dogfight. He's done a lot of Florida documentaries. And Billy Corbin had a great quote. He actually talked about this on Bubba's show. That Florida is a sunny place for shady people to hide. So this dude ends up killing four people, dismembering them, and I think trying to burn the body parts, or they were in a river or something like that. And the guy got caught in Florida. What is it about Florida that every scumbag murderer out there, they all come to Florida? Look at all the serial killers that have come here. Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy was all the way in the northwest of the United States. It just seems like all the serial killers like coming to Florida. Once again, back to what Billy Corbin said. Florida is a sunny place for shady people to hide. But this guy got caught in Daytona Beach shores.
Latest on the strange murders of four men from Okmulgee. They all went missing around the same time. It's a group of friends. They were out on their bikes. They were all found dead.
The dude, third from the left, you can tell he's a getter done. He's wearing the safety vest and everything. I'm just trying to figure out how this guy took down four pretty rugged looking dudes
in a river inside city limits.
And police say that they do have some leads, but they still have lots of questions. KOCO's Jason Berger bringing us up to speed with the investigation.
I can't say that I've never worked anything like it, but it's right up there at the top.
Okmulgee police now calling it a murder investigation after four.
Wait, what? Hold on. Okmulgee. If that is not a backwoods type name of a city, I don't know what it is. Fozzie coming in. He reads many of my tweets. No, I've never tried. Fozzie does bring up a great point. It's the country's armpit. It's like all the just sewage and everything just comes down to Florida. Twisted Movies, quadruple homicide. Can't say I've never seen anything like it. Great neighborhood. Twisted Movies checking in.
Missing men were found dead in the Deep Fork River Friday afternoon.
The human remains recovered from the Deep Fork River at the Sharp Road Bridge have been positively identified as Mark Chastain, Billy Chastain, Mike Sparks, and Alex Stevens.
Police say all of them had gunshot wounds.
And let's be honest, I'm not trying to, like, say anything's bad, but let's be honest, these guys probably, if I was going to guess, were up to some not so good things. Like, this seems like a drug deal gone bad or something. These four guys witnessed something that they shouldn't have seen, and they got, I don't know. I just don't see how just somebody randomly kills four people like that. And I don't want the families or anything of the loved ones that got killed to think like I'm trying to diminish what happened to them, but did they put themselves in this situation? That's the question that I'm asking.
But how they were left is more disturbing.
All four bodies were dismembered before being placed in the river, and that is what caused difficulty in determining identity, and that's why it took so long.
Here's what we've learned.
Fozzie says they caught the guy in the mangroves. So Fozzie, is what you're trying to say is that this guy got caught in the mangroves and he didn't want anybody to know what he was into, and he basically murked and dismembered four of these dudes.
Today, the four men left a house on bicycles back on October 9th. They were planning to commit a crime, according to the chief.
Let me back that up a little bit so I can hear that.
Left a house on bicycles back on October 9th. They were planning to commit a crime, according to the chief.
All right, so the four dudes that were killed. Okay, so think about this. They left on bikes. I work in my job during the day is recruiting for a business that I got to do background checks and stuff, people. And you would not believe the amount of people that apply for jobs that do not have a driver's license. So you're telling me the four guys that ended up getting killed all, like, rode out on bikes like it's E.T. or something? I'm just throwing it out there. How, as a grown adult, you do not have a driver's license? I mean, I kind of think that is related to what type of people these four gentlemen were.
That belief is based on information supplied by a witness who reports they were invited to go with the men to, quote-unquote, hit a lick big enough for all of them.
Investigate.
All right, so hit a lick. They were wanting to hit a lick, so I guess they had a big score or something.
Investigators combed through a salvage yard on 20th Street, where one of the victims' phones was tracked. And there's also a person of interest, a man named Joe Kennedy, the owner of the salvage yard. Right now, there are no charges against him.
Nothing remarkable was observed inside the salvage yard, but...
By the way, this guy came down to Florida. I don't know if they talk about this in the story, but the guy was caught in Daytona Beach Shores. He's trying to get away. Again, Florida, a sunny place for shady people to hide.
Evidence of a violent event was discovered on an adjoining property.
Going forward, police are waiting on more evidence.
We're still waiting on cellular telephone records. We have requested additional video surveillance from businesses in the area. We'd like to talk to Mr. Kennedy again.
Tonight, Kennedy is nowhere to be found. He was reported missing over the weekend.
Got caught in Daytona Beach Shores. He did.
However, police say they found his car behind a building in the neighboring town of Morris.
Because he got rid of his car and stole a car. I mean, for you guys out there, just to let you know, most law enforcement have plate readers now. This is not like it was back in the day where you can drive around and as long as you weren't doing something wrong, to cause a cop to read your plates and run your plates. No, now they got devices that just automatically read your plate. So you're going to get caught. If you're driving around on a stolen vehicle or you're driving around in your own personal vehicle, you're going to get caught because you're eventually going to have to ride by law enforcement. You're going to have to ride by Leo and you're going to get caught.
East of Okmulgee in Oklahoma City, Jason Berger, KOCO 5 News.
So what I'm trying to say though is that there's and I know a lot of people are going to like give me a ration of shit about this, but the only way you're going to get away from a murder. The only perfect murder that you can do is if you killed somebody that you don't know. Somebody you've never met, nobody that you've ever had any interaction with, because that's the only way you can actually get. Because if you've met somebody or you've hung out with them, guess what? You are going to be a suspect because you have a connection to them. The only way that you can get away with a murder perfectly is if you killed somebody just randomly. It never works out. It doesn't. It doesn't. Twisted Movies, triple DUI, half of Florida. Fozzie, if you will, they were younger. This is an Uber Lyft generation that don't want to drive. Fozzie also writes, crime don't pay. Camaros on traffic lights follow your car's path and your cell phone. Exactly. It is virtually impossible for you to kill somebody that you actually know. It's just not going to happen. And Fozzie also says the only perfect murder is no murder. Of course. I mean, I talked about this last week with this dude from Parkland, the Parkland shooter. I've never had a loved one or a family member get murdered by somebody. So I can't judge the people that support the death penalty, but obviously the death penalty does not work. It doesn't, because people still kill. They do it all the time. And in my opinion, I think it's a I think it's a bigger punishment to sit in jail in solitary confinement, because let's be honest, the guy down in Parkland that did that mass shooting, killed 17 people. That guy can never be in general population. That guy will never, ever be in general population, because guess what? There's a code of ethics when it comes to the prison system. If you're a pedophile, you're going to get killed if you're in gym pop. If you killed a bunch of high school kids in a mass shooting, you're definitely getting killed. It's just going to happen. So what kind of life is it that if you only get an hour out of your cell every single week, it sucks? It sucks. I don't think I would ever be in that situation, but if I got life in prison and they were like, all right, Mr. Fowler, if you, it's your choice. You want to get put to death or do you want to spend the rest of your life in prison? I'm like, stick the needle in me. If you don't want to stick the needle in me, let's fire up old Sparky like we used to rock back in the day. Sign me up. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail. Fozzie, if you will, in 30 years, that Parkland idiot will have a Netflix series that will put him over. Yeah, you're right, Fozzie. You will. Fozzie, this is a random text. I murder brain cell with killer weed. Oh, God. So, I mean, it's really, really weird. It is mind-blowing. We're always going to have that. This really pissed me off. I know that it's not a big story, but guess what they're trying to do? There are some movies that you just can't remake. And now they think that, they're not remaking it. They're making a sequel. They're making a sequel to Twister, Helen Hunt, Bill Paxton, or is it Pullman? We used to play this game on Drew Garabo's show called Flip the Bill. A lot of people, they get Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton. I think, now I'm second guessing myself. Bill Pullman was in Armageddon, right? Or not Armageddon, but Independence Day. I think he is. I gotta look that up. I get it mixed up all the time. So Bill Pullman was the president in Independence Day. And Bill Paxton was in Twister. Fozzie, thank you. I think that Helen Hunt was, Helen Hunt was really hot, and I've always found Helen Hunt extremely attractive. It was. It's Wag says you'll shoot your eye out. Yeah, and Paxton was in Apollo 13. Paxton, great actor. Bill Paxton was also in Weird Science. And I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, why are you bringing up Weird Science? Is a cult fan favorite. Weird Science with Bill Paxton was amazing. I absolutely love that. And, you know, Fish on Jay brings up a great point. Rip Bill Paxton. You know, like, as much as I watch the news and keep up with current events, That was the one death that got away from me. I did not know until a couple of years ago that Bill Paxton had even died. Like, it was crazy. Yeah, Fozzie, if you will. Kelly LeBrock. Oh, my God. Kelly LeBrock was steamy. But Bill Paxton died. How do you do another Twister without Bill Paxton? I know Helen Hunt's around. But, I mean, can you really, really do it? And from everything that I've heard, that Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt hated each other. Absolutely hated each other. Did any of you guys ever go out to Universal Studios before they tore down the Twister ride? I loved it. Every time I went to Universal Studios, I had to go to the Twister ride. And they got this behind-the-scenes stuff that Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton filmed. And it's like, during the filming of Twister, and you could tell that neither one of them were being filmed together. But they did. I really think that they hated each other. Yeah, he was great in Hatfield and McCoy's. Twisted Movies, you can replace Helen Hunt with a horse. You can't replace Bill Paxton. Fish on Jay, don't forget he played. Yes, Jay, Fish on Jay, don't forget he played in Aliens. He's the famous line, "Game over, man, game over." He was, I mean, he's one of those actors that is very memorable. He was never the lead. Well, maybe he was a lead in Twister, but in Weird Science, remember he got turned into a big steaming pile of crap? Yeah, you know, man, this conversation is bringing up a lot of great conversation, but Fozzie says Philip Seymour Hoffman was great in Twister and also gone too soon. Yeah. I don't think Philip Seymour Hoffman was a part of the 27 Club. Now, Heath Ledger. I don't think Heath Ledger was a part of the 27 Club. There's so many great, super talented artists that have died at the age of 20. Amy Winehouse. I mean, the Heath Ledger thing, man. Like, I really think we got robbed of some really, really great potential future content from him. Because, I mean, what he did in... Let's be honest. A lot of these superhero movies don't get any legitimate recognition. And Heath Ledger, he did. He nailed it. He killed it. And I know a lot of people want to... One of my favorite movies that I will watch every single time that it is on TV or on HBO, A Knight's Tale. You know, the one where he was in a part of royal lineage and he was, you know, being a knight and stuff. I loved it. I loved that movie. Absolutely loved that movie because it was set in medieval times, but they played current music from the 80s, 90s. Oh, yeah, definitely, Fozzie. Heath Ledger is definitely the best Joker. And now, I know a lot of people want to say Joaquin. Those are two different Jokers. The one that Joaquin Phoenix played. Oh, his brother. Around in full circle. River Phoenix. Joaquin's brother ended up dying. He's a part of the 27 Club. Heath Ledger was amazing in Brokeback Mountain. Twisted Movie, Heath should have died by snorting heroin off an Olsen twin's ass. But I agree with you, Fozzie. Brokeback Mountain, a lot of people forget about that one. And that did take a lot of courage and a lot of not giving a fuck.
Twister. This must have been your favorite movie of all time. 1996, The Storm Chasing Nailbiter.
Jesus Christ, that makes me feel old as fuck. We're going in. I mean, this was a great commercial for Dodge back in the day. I think that's a Dodge that he's driving. Yeah, it is. I think it is a Dodge. Hold on, let me rewind it here. Definitely a Dodge. Yeah, definitely a Dodge. Oh, rip Bill Paxton.
You should get off of this road.
I've never seen him.
I mean, Twister is one of those movies that is very quotable, too. We got cows. We got cows.
Movie in 1996 with those effects.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Groundbreaking. Yeah.
I mean, Spielberg went to Industrial Light and Magic and the effects company in the early 90s. I'm like, can you guys make a virtual tornado?
Fish on Jay says, yeah, it's a V8 2500. And that truck got pit through hell in that movie.
And can a cow be flying? Remember that movie?
It looks good.
I can't imagine what it's going to look like now. Yeah. Because good news, fans of that, there's a sequel coming out called Twisters. It's in the works, the original hit.
Oh, you know what? This show is coming together so well. Fish on Jay talked about Bill Paxton being in Alien or Aliens. So Alien was Alien, and then the second one was Aliens. First movie was called Twister, and now they're calling this one Twisters.
It was released 26 years ago. Helen Hunt, the late great Bill Paxton.
I'm surprised that they did not include Twisted Sister in the soundtrack.
Paxton, their Storm Chasers in Oklahoma. It was one of the most successful movie releases of the year. So no confirmation yet on what the new film looks like, but we're all going to watch it. Twister's geared to start production.
I mean, it's got to be related. And somehow, I mean, you got to have some of the original actors. I mean, the only one that makes sense is Helen Hunt, but...
In the spring.
Man, Carson's looking... Carson is, he's... You know, coming in a little heavy here. You know, Carson just ended up having back surgery. I remember growing up watching him on TRL. And now he's on the Today Show. I don't even want to know if I want to go into my next news story. Because my guest's supposed to be coming up here real soon. Let me see. I got the... You know what? You know what? Thank you, Vulture. Vulture. I don't even need to go into another news story. Needs to fill in his rings, kid. All right, so I hate technology sometimes. I have this Apple Watch. It is the jobber of jobber, compared to the rest. It is an original Apple Watch. Oh, got my guest coming in here.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Jeremy?
Good, and you?
Doing wonderful, man. I mean, that's a pretty impressive beard you got going on there. I almost think you would be in the Appalachian Mountains somewhere, but you're actually in Massachusetts, right?
Correct.
How are you tonight, my friend?
Doing good. Just finished recording an episode of my podcast and dealing with horrible kids, but that's usually the balance my life is.
So So, Jeremy, before we get into the interview, you just mentioned you got done recording a podcast and stuff. Now, do you multiple podcasts, right?
Correct.
All right. So tell me about the one you just recorded. Which one did you just do?
The one I just recorded is my solo podcast. I do Paranormal the New Normal.
All right. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's funny how this all works out. I adopted a cat, Jeremy, and it was a stray cat. And the other day, like, she was acting really, really weird, and it freaked me out. But we'll get to that here in a few minutes. But if people want to check out your podcast and everything, what's the best way that they can find out all the content that you do?
Well, I mean, you could find me on any podcatcher, Spotify, Apple, Good Pods, just any. I'm on 10 or 11 different podcatchers, so anywhere there's podcasts, you can find me.
Okay, but, like, what should they search? What's the best
thing? Oh, well, I mean, you could search Jeremy Bryant. That usually brings up in most places. Or you could if you just search Paranormal New Normal on Google, it brings up all the different podcatchers. It brings me up on YouTube as well. All my paranormal episodes that have been released are on YouTube. The video is on YouTube.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, I got a bunch of questions. So I want to get to know you a little bit. So what made you want to start these podcasts, the podcasts and stuff that you're doing? What were you doing before the podcast stuff?
Well, I was when I first started podcasting, just a retail merchandiser. Mm-hmm. I now am a manager for a retail merchandiser company. So I work from home, which makes podcasting a little easier. But now I originally was invited to join a podcast on a Facebook group I was in called Bracketology.
Mm-hmm.
And the podcast was called Bracket Bastards. So
what do you guys talk about there?
It's basically a bracket show where we just break down any bracket, 32, 64. We even did 128 bracket once.
So what, like, you choose a topic, like the best of something, like, and then you pit them up against each other. You seed them, you kind of break them down type
stuff.
We've
done everything from Disney movies to movie soundtracks.
Who won the bracket on the Disney movies?
I'm sorry?
Who won the bracket on the Disney movies?
That was a long time ago, but I want to say it had to be.
It's got to be the Lion King, right? I mean, Lion King.
I think it was Lion King. I think it came down to Lion King versus Aladdin in the finals.
Yeah.
The original Aladdin.
I would have said the finals would have been Finding Nemo versus the Lion King in the finals. But that was also Pixar, but I think that's part of Disney, right? Would you consider?
We had Pixar movies in there. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure. Actually, did we? Because now I'm thinking about it. I don't remember Toy Story or Monsters, Inc. or any of those being in there. So I think it was just straight Disney.
What bracket topic caused the biggest, like, debate or argument between everybody on the show? What was the one where everybody was just up in arms and you were like, oh, man, this is getting a little too real?
I mean, the Disney one definitely did. We did a two-part wrestling bracket of the best wrestler ever.
Oh.
That one caused a lot of fighting.
All right. So I got to ask, who won the wrestling bracket?
Hey, almost.
It's got, I mean, Hogan, right? I mean, or
no.
Dusty
people
Rhodes?
Vote against Hogan. People vote against Hogan because of his personal life issues.
You know that I worked on the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Really?
In Tampa. Really? Yeah. Like, if you're talking about personal life stuff, like, I wasn't there when the tape happened, but I know all the ins and out about that.
Well, I mean, it also got Ric Flair off the bracket, like, not in the first round, but it got him off the bracket, like, in the second or third round.
Why? Is Ric Flair one of those guys that nobody likes, or personal life? What about that?
I'm not fully, I mean, from what I've been told, because I didn't know about it ahead of time, there was an airplane incident where he was drunk on an airplane, and something to do with tying a stewardess down.
Oh, okay. I mean, the wrestlers back in the day, they were running a little loose back in the day. You know that they were. I mean, they were all partying and stuff. It was the good old days, the heyday of wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, they were all rambunctious back in the 80s, early 90s. That's just because they were celebrities. They wanted to party and have fun and drink, and that type of stuff tends to happen when it's a bunch of alpha males in one room.
So, Jeremy, you do a lot of paranormal stuff. You ever talk about cats and paranormal type stuff?
Cats? Yeah, I've had some guests talk about how their cats and how their dogs like react to when there's a spirit present.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because I adopted this cat. So hold on. I want to see if this will play. I converted it. I want to see. Can you see this video up here?
Yes.
Okay. So I was going to bed, and my cat, I'm going to just turn the sound down here. My cat was acting really, really weird. Now, look at the way my cat, you can definitely see the video, right?
Yes.
Okay, so look at the way my cat's looking around here. Why? Watch this. Hold on. I don't know. It's not going to play. Damn it. I knew this was going to happen.
So, oh, it's playing. It's playing.
Yeah, but look. I know it's a little choppy here, but look. Look at how she starts looking around here. Hold on. She's going to do it. And she's obviously looking at something. And here we go. Look.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
What the fuck is... It really weirded me out, Jeremy. Look at her in the tail. Like, usually cats give off that body language. So she's seeing something with her tail. And then look at her looking around, like she's following something around the room. And then you can
a mastiff, and she does the same thing.
Am I overthinking things with that? Or
I mean, it's with animals, it's a mixed bag, because they could see a little fly buzzing near the ceiling, and that's what they're following. Like, but. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, it is well known that animals can see spirits and other paranormal entities, that they could sense them before they even see them. They could sense something's off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have that sixth sense better than humans do even.
But I've also, not even just talking about paranormal stuff, but, you know, they say cats can see infrared light and wavelengths and stuff like that. Do you think that's why they can see, maybe, possibly see paranormal type stuff?
Possibly. I mean, but like I said, I have a mastiff female puppy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, well, she's 8 months old and she's about 90 pounds. So it's hard to call her a puppy anymore, but she's still technically is a puppy. But she, and the house I live in is haunted. And we know this for a fact. We've had investigators in our house. And she will randomly start like barking at something in the house, and we can't figure out for the life of us what she's barking at. Well, especially around the mirror in our front room.
Okay, but all right, so hear me out. You know, my dad passed away about a year ago. His ashes are in that, you know, kind of vicinity there. And plus, my dad's favorite dog, which was a basset hound. My dad always wanted his ashes next to the basset hound. You know, I mean, what could that, like, play into it?
I mean, if your dad's there, or if the basset hound spirit's there even, maybe the cat's watching it. Like, that's very possible.
Spirits
come back, too.
Are you a religious person, Jeremy?
I was brought up as a Protestant Christian, but I have since... I went from that to atheism in my late teenage years, early 20s. And then after that, I kind of became agnostic, which is what I am kind of at now.
What is agnostic? What is the definition of agnostic?
Well, atheists believe there's nothing. They believe there's nothing. But agnostics believe there's something out there. We're not going to give it a name. We're not going to try to name it. We're not going to try to define what it is. But there's something out there. We just want more information. That's agnostics want more information and more proof before we will solidify and say we believe in something.
So they believe in there is something, but they don't believe, agnostic don't believe in an all-controlling God that controls everything, right? Like
they can. I mean, we believe there's something out there. It could be an all-powerful controlling God. It could be an extraterrestrial alien type God. It could be thousands of smaller deities that just, I mean, I like to think that the ancient civilizations kind of had something with their polytheism because, I mean, a god or a goddess for everything that exists kind of makes more sense to me than one big god sitting up there like, oh, I made everything. Like, that to me just makes a lot more sense.
What show or movie, in your opinion, got the supernatural, like, genre right? Like, it was, okay, I can see, I really like that. They did it right. They held true. They weren't too, like, unreasonable. What show or movie?
I mean, well, okay, I'll do one of each. Supernatural is the TV show, I'll
thank
say.
Thank you. I just wanted to see, I that show does not get enough credit. I love it.
Yes, and it does stick to a lot of traditional lore for the creatures they were hunting. I mean, the fact that they did a Wendigo in their first season.
What was the Wendigo? What? I forget. If you refresh, I'll be able to. So first season, was that the first episode with the bridge?
No, the first episode was just the yellow-eyed demon and the intro, kind of. But it was the third or fourth episode they ever did, and it was these campers in the woods, and one of them went missing, and like Sam and Dean went out to the woods.
Yeah. I remember, but I can't remember exactly what the powers were.
Well, Wendigos are a Native American legend that usually exists in colder climates. Like, and in the United States, the main place it would hit was like Maine and maybe like the tip of Michigan on the north side. But in Canada, it's a huge Native American legend because it's basically just hunger, but turned into a monster. And usually how it becomes is by cannibalism. Mm.
Speaking of supernatural, like, is there any like backing and belief about salt and iron with ghosts? Is that like something that people talk about a lot?
Well, I mean, both those have been myths and like lore for a long time. I mean, dating back to medieval England, but the iron part, I mean, that's just mainly what they had back then. So I think that's where that came to be around from, is because they mainly had iron everything, iron swords, iron shields, iron things around the house, like cooking utensils were iron. So I think it was just easier to say like, oh, iron hurts them, but I mean, supposedly that is true to some degree, I've heard investigators say, but it's not true of everything. But
I love how they use the salt rock shells, and because they do actually make salt rock shotgun shells.
Yeah, they do, which I mean, and I actually like what Fozzie just said, because it's funny, because in the Hocus Pocus 2 movie that just came out, they actually did the salt thing in that too to trap the witches, which I like that they did that, because like salt is supposed to hold back evil energies. So,
what was your favorite episode of Supernatural?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I think the guy they picked to play Satan, was like,
I love him.
Oh my, yeah, it was great. But I mean, I love Crowley was great.
There really was no casting in that show I didn't like. All the casting was perfect.
Like Castiel?
Oh, Castiel? Oh my God, yes. He played the role of an angel who doesn't understand anything human so well.
That was
like,
great.
It was a great thing. And
the pizza guy bit was funny. The pizza guy bit was funny in the show. Remember when he was watching pornography?
Yeah.
Did you watch Hocus Pocus 2? Fozzie asked that.
Yes, I did watch Hocus Pocus 2 because I was actually on another podcast guesting called The Film Code, and that was one of the movies we were reviewing in that episode. So I watched it from like midnight to 2 in the morning before, like the day after it came out, for that show. And I did think Hocus Pocus 2 was good. It gave kind of more background into the childhood of the witches. Mm. And it kind of can lead to something if Disney Plus decides to do a series or a sequel off of it. Well, because now there's new characters that can continue.
Fozzie also asked, what about the Blair Witch Project? Did you like that back in the day?
I have actually never seen the Blair Witch Project because every time I saw the okay, well, you got to understand, when it came out, I was less around 10 years old. Mm. So there's no way how my parents would let me see that. But, and it looked in the trailer, it just looked so stupid.
It got made by a bunch of UCF students in Orlando. You know that, right?
I know it's supposed to be based on like real stuff, but I mean, I've heard so many things about disproving A that is close to real. Like it's a mockumentary, basically, I believe. Yeah.
So what is your favorite supernatural like story? You know, everybody talks about supernatural stuff. What is the one that interests you the most?
Well, it would be my favorite cryptid, which a cryptid is any creature that we believe exists but we can't prove exists. I mean, gorillas were a cryptid at one point before we proved they exist. But so my favorite cryptid is dogmen, many believe.
Is that like skin crawlers or skinwalkers?
No. Dogmen are more closely related to like a Bigfoot type thing, mm-hmm. but they're basically canine bodies, but they can usually walk on all fours or on their hind legs.
Yeah.
And it's commonly believed that they've been around it's debated whether they're interdimensional creatures or they've been around since the beginning of time, basically, on Earth, because it's believed that Anubis, the Egyptian god, and other gods from that time were based on dogmen because they look like jackals.
Do you believe in stuff like the skinwalkers or lizard people or, you know, like shapeshifters?
Lizard people? I mean, that right there, I believe you're talking about reptilians.
Yeah, reptilians. But, yeah.
Which reptilians are most likely extraterrestrial, which I'm a full believer in extraterrestrial beings, whether they come from outer space or whether they're interdimensional. They're still all extraterrestrial, and reptilians, there's a lot of history there and a lot of people believe in them. And I don't know if they're plotting world domination, but from what I've heard from people who have had experiences, they can be very evil. Like you get like a evil presence off them when you are around them.
One of my favorite, They Live. Do you remember that movie back in the day where the, you know, speaking of wrestling, Roddy Piper. Yeah. Piper.
I just watched it a couple weeks ago for Masturbator's 104 horror movie bracket.
I mean, what'd you think? I mean, it was, I think it's a great movie.
It was good. It was definitely good. I mean, it's better than a lot of the other ones I had to watch for that bracket, but it was good, but it was a 80s movie, I believe, which kind of, you could tell it's an 80s movie if you watch it now, but I like it. I think Roddy Piper did some good acting in it, and I mean, I kind of thought the premise behind the aliens, like, I like the premise behind it, but like the design they did for the aliens where like it's just like a human with no face. It's kind of like, come on.
Fish on J asks, what's his thoughts on the Paranormal Activity movies?
I only watched the first one because it was on the bracket. I never wanted to watch them before that. I personally think they're so corny and like they're so fake. Like you could tell they're so faked. Like it's not like it's real found footage of like creatures attacking people while they're sleeping and stuff. Like it's obviously faked.
What is the freshest, newest paranormal story or things that people are talking about right now? So is there any like paranormal stories that are fitting into current events that are happening in the news? Is there any like, you know, kind of stuff behind the scenes that people are relating to stories that are happening right now?
Well, I mean, the main thing I think about when you say that is the fact that the government admitted in 2021 that UFOs are real and that the government knows about them and they can't explain them. So, I mean, that right there was the biggest news story of the year 2021 for people like me. But everybody else just kind of swept under the rug because of everything going on with COVID.
Have you ever wanted to go out to that? Is it Area 51 out there in the desert and everything? Have you ever like wanted to go out there?
I mean, supposedly it's Area 51, but I mean, I don't think that there's something out there. But and I actually, it's funny because where I used to live, I had a neighbor a couple doors down who he is a government contractor who works on aeronautics. And during a blackout one night during a hurricane, we were outside talking and he's telling me about his job. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I've been a bunch of places I can't really talk about. But and I was like, is one of them Area with two numbers after it? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, he's like, I've been to a place in the middle of the desert that most people believe exists, but I can't say anything more than that.
I love watching the videos of people, you know, going to the supposed area and walking across the gate. I love watching those videos, people trying to push a limit or with soldiers coming out and confronting them and stuff. I'm always like, wow, these people got a lot of balls.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just Area 51, if that is truly where it's supposed to be, even, because if anything, the government would use a fake location just to, they let a fake location cover out there in the, yeah, the government's good for its cover-ups. The men in black or the khaki men, as they're known nowadays, are good at hiding things.
All right, so do you think any country has alien technology?
I think they all do to some degree, because I think a lot of the, I mean, I believe aliens have been given different civilizations help since the beginning of time.
Like the Egyptians with the pyramids and stuff?
The Egyptians, the Aztecs, I mean, maybe even the ancient Greeks and Romans to some degree, maybe. I mean, there's less evidence of that there, but I believe it was Socrates or Plato did write about like seeing orbs flying in the sky, and they did talk about like supposedly, I mean, what if all the gods they believed in, all the Zeus
or aliens?
Hera. What if they were just aliens? And
I love Stargate.
They call them gods because they came down from the sky, but they could just park their UFO on Mount Olympus and like that's what it was.
Wow.
So I don't know. I mean, it's possible. I mean, but it's a lot of unknowns with this field.
Well, I mean,
that's the biggest problem.
We really don't even know. I've been reading stories about there might have been other advanced civilizations before even us that completely got wiped out here. You guys ever talk about that type of stuff? That there could have been, you know, like a greater, more civilized, more advanced society that got wiped out that we just don't know about?
Well, it's funny because the interview I just got done doing was with a man named Dave Edwards and he has books out there about it. He has discovered the location of where Atlantis was. And he has lined up all the facts in his books, and he just spent an hour telling me about it. And I truly believe he found it, because everything lines up to what Plato wrote about when he wrote about Atlantis. Everything lines up 100% to it. And he said they were not more advanced technologically, but they were more advanced in that they had provinces beyond their capital city. And they actually had like an early version of NATO,
the first
UN
government, the first type of like, you know, group or allies type thing. Is so that's what you're saying?
Yeah, like same as NATO. Like if one of them gets attacked, they all have to help them fight back. And if they can't go to war with each other, and like basically what NATO eventually became in the early 1900s.
Jeremy, last question. Somebody brought this up. Do you, moon landing happened or not happened?
You see, I mean, I have two theories on this. I mean, I don't know if they faked it, because they could have. I mean, but then again, there was no CGI back then. There was no real way to fake it other than I just don't see it taking place in a studio, but I think they went up there. I truly do. But I think there's a lot of, when the footage went blurry, when they're up there, I think that NASA did that on purpose because they saw something up there that they can't talk about.
Oh, if you watch, so they were hiding something then.
If you watch the interview when they come back to Earth, all of them look like they are terrified of something that they can't talk about, and they're scared if they don't want to let it slip, like what they want to say, because the government probably warned them all, you say anything and you're disappearing.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, that the rocks they actually brought back from the moon, they actually put rodents in there with the rocks for a little bit of time just to make sure that they didn't die, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, we got Mars rocks coming back off of, you know, in the near future that, well, hopefully they're able to get them off the surface of Mars. But like what I'm trying to say though is like, I don't know, sometimes I just think we're kind of like fooling around a little bit too much.
Well, to answer Father's question, no, I've never done a seance. I mean, I've talked to psychics and I've had psychics tell me after we get done recording or even while we're recording that there's a spirit right next to me. So I don't think I have to perform a seance to get a spirit near me because I'm pretty sure they're in my house all the time. But
you know, we have Casadega is near me here in Central Florida. Have you ever heard of Casadega? It's in it's supposed to be they got this big spiritual camp out there. You gotta look it up. You should actually talk about Casadega sometimes because they actually closed the city down on Halloween night because in the graveyard they got this they call it the devil's chair that people wanna go sit on.
I've heard of that. I've heard of the devil's chair.
Yeah, but it's in Casadega, and it's there's only one road into this town and one road out, and there's a lot of psychics and Wiccans and stuff. I mean, that's what the whole community is.
Well, I'll have to look into it, and I mean, my show is an interview show, so I never just like talk about a topic. I mean, I have to have.
I'll see if I can get you one of them. I'll send you some contacts for them if you ever want to talk to them because they, I mean, really, really nice people and everything, but they are deep into the supernatural spiritual world.
Which, yeah, so I would definitely, have one of them on my show if they're willing to talk. Okay. Of course. I mean,
I'll definitely say
anybody that's into that, I'm down to talk to. I mean, of course.
Have you ever, here in Florida, I know I keep saying last question, here in Florida, everybody talks about the skunk ape. You ever talked about the skunk ape?
Yes, to some degree, because I've had guests on who have talked about Sasquatch, Bigfoot. And, I mean, skunk ape always comes up when we talk about Sasquatch, Bigfoot, because he's the southern cousin of Bigfoot / Sasquatch. I mean, he basically... And I mean, Bigfoot Sasquatches are everywhere in the world. Every country has their own version of it. And the one in Florida, just the belief is that it adapted to where it evolved to live where it lives because that's why that's why it's called a skunk ape, because it has a certain odor to it, like a skunk almost. And that might have been developed as a way to keep predators away from it or to keep humans away from it because, I mean, there have been Native Americans down in Florida since the beginning of time, basically, so.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, I really enjoyed this conversation. Before I let you go, tell my audience how they can check out your podcast and any of your social media.
Well, you can find me on Facebook on the Paranormal The New Normal / Maniacal and Maniacal Music Musings podcasts with the S group. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as @JuggaloBastard. You can find me.
Yeah,
on
you're
TikTok
a juggalo. I gotta have you on again. I'm fascinated. I don't want to keep you on much longer because I got a lot of stuff. But I gotta have you on again because I want to get into the juggalo lifestyle. You know, because I really think the juggalos get a bad rap sometimes. I really do.
But you can also find me on TikTok as @JuggaloBastardPodcast. And you can find us on YouTube by searching Paranormal New Normal or Maniacal Music Musings, which is my album challenge show. Every week we have a guest come on, and it's three albums. We all have to give a review of each album, and we all have to pick our top fives.
All right.
So it's a fun concept.
Well, Jeremy, man, I enjoyed this interview, and I really appreciate you joining me tonight.
Not a problem. Glad to be here. And anytime you want me back, just shoot me an email.
Yeah.
Try to come back. And William Goff, yes. I'm down with the clowns, so I'm dead in the ground.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I do want to have you on to talk about the Juggalo community, because I really do think they get a bad rap. And everything that I've seen, it's a community that looks out for each other.
It is. It truly is. And if you want to have me back on sometime to talk about it, it wouldn't be the first podcast appearance I've done talking about Juggalo lifestyle. So I'll gladly do it.
All right. Hey, Jeremy, have a wonderful night, okay?
You too.
All right, man. See ya. All right, guys, going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.